And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from over at Sitka Community Hospital. Kat Richards is the acute care ER manager, and Leslie Fulton, the quality improvement director. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, you're here to talk about National Patient Safety Awareness Week, which is this week. Leslie, what is this National Patient Safety Awareness Week?
So National Patient Safety Awareness Week is a national initiative that's designed to bring public awareness to the issue of preventable harm that occurs to patients during the course of receiving health care.
So what is preventable harm?
Well, preventable harm means that it didn't have to happen to the patient, that it occurred as a result of human error.
Okay, and what might that look like? What's the spectrum that we might see in healthcare?
So it's a very broad spectrum, really. It could include anything from something very minor, like an injection being given in the wrong route, like through the muscle versus, you know, through the fat. Or it could include something very serious, like a patient death resulting from being given the wrong medication, or an amputation being done on the wrong limb, those sorts of things that we tend to hear about in the media.
This is all, this sounds very, very scary, but it can also be not quite so scary, too, even if a patient sort of questions decisions being made by a healthcare provider or wants to know more. What does it take to sort of set up an environment where a patient feels comfortable enough to pay attention to what's going on, pay attention to their care and ask questions about it, and even potentially question decisions being made?
Well, I think that patients or patients' family, if a patient can't speak for themselves, need to be advocates for them. We're all human, and the medical world is very complex. There's a lot of ins and outs. There's people going in and out. There's different medications, different providers. And so the first step is any patient should be able to question if they do not think something's going to be given to them right. Something as simple as, at home, their medication is blue, and when they come in the hospital, a nurse tries to hand them a white pill. And they should be able to question whether that's the right pill or not. And then nursing, just because nursing is the one that's usually handing out the medication, should then also question it too. That should be a stop. It should be a red stop sign. Let's check. Let's make sure that's what it's supposed to be. There's systems that are in place that I'm currently working at to put into Sitka Community Hospital. So that helps the nurse and it helps the patient. Barcode scanning is one of them, where we scan the patient's armband, and that helps identify them to make sure we have the right person, and then it goes into the computer to make sure the right medication is being given. A couple of different initiatives that are happening right now.
Well, yeah, so you know, I started off the conversation talking about patient responsibility to advocate, but there's also, as you're mentioning, provider responsibility to ensure that these preventable harm doesn't happen.
Right.
And so you're talking about building some redundancies into the system?
Yeah, there needs to be redundancies. There needs to be areas or arenas where safety issues can be talked about. So currently at Sitka Community Hospital, we do what we call a medication safety huddle at the beginning of the shift. It's something we're just implementing. And what it's doing is we go out there and the nurses and myself currently, we gather and we say what are our concerns for the day. In large facilities that do that, some of the things are, is there patients that have the same name? You know, so that would be a concern. So basically, it's just a very small huddle or a very short talk. What are our concerns for today? And so that everybody can have that same concern. And sometimes we troubleshoot them right there. Sometimes it's something that needs to have a process made in place to help prevent that from happening. But basically, it's bringing it into awareness.
And when you bring issues to awareness and increase awareness, then you're essentially changing the culture in a healthcare facility. What does that entail in addition to having these conversations? Because you want to create an environment, I would assume, where patients feel safe enough to voice concerns and to speak up.
Yeah, that's a good question. Creating a culture of patient safety is a big topic nationally right now. And so there's a lot of research to guide us about the best ways to do that. So, and this is something we're definitely addressing right now at Sitka Community Hospital. And so one of the first things that needs to happen, and it's happening at the hospital, is that there needs to be strong leadership with respect to prioritizing patient safety. And so Rob Allen has done that. He has made patient safety in the hospital his number one priority. And one of the actions he's taken to support that is he started doing leadership patient safety rounds. And so once a week he goes to a different unit or department in the hospital and talks to the frontline staff. So the nurses, the CNAs, the lab techs, the radiology techs, the environmental services employees, about any patient safety concerns that they might have. And so that's been pretty successful, both in terms of, you know, creating an environment where employees can speak up, but also knowing that they are not going to be blamed for raising patient safety issues. So, you know, we've been able to institute a couple of things as a result of suggestions that employees have made. So that's been pretty successful. And then the second piece of that I just alluded to, and that is, you know, that leaders in the hospital need to help create an environment where employees feel like they can report patient safety concerns and errors, that, for example, a nurse can report that she made a medication error, or he made a medication error, and that they won't be punished for that. So that's important, and that's what we're trying to do. It isn't easy to change the culture or to build that kind of culture, but we have some strong efforts going forth for that.
I wonder about communication skills, too, among providers, and how do you communicate to your patients that, yeah, it's okay to talk to me. It's okay to say, you know, I'm not so sure about that. Or can you explain that more?
Well, I think that by just even when you come into the room in opening, do you have any questions? And allowing that pause. You know, we've learned back in school, or we've learned that leaving a pause, people sometimes have to fill it. And hopefully the idea is that the patient is filling it, saying, well, I did have a question about this, or I did have a question about, you know, this going on. And then, you know, it creates talk, which creates communication. And then it's funny because sometimes other things come out of it that you weren't even expecting. You were expecting to talk about medications, but they started talking about some different kind of symptoms that you can bring to the provider, or, you know, just relating to them. And once you relate to them more and more right at that bedside, then they're going to feel more comfortable and bringing things out. And the same happens even in the outpatient department, like within at Oceanside or at Mountainside Family Healthcare. The more that you build rapport with a patient, like even the doctor setting with having that case management with a nurse or a mid-level, then they bring out things more that they might have forgotten or might not have felt comfortable enough to bring it up to the provider. So then the provider, the nurse, have that discussion. And it just results for better patient care, a full round patient care.
You know, it's really interesting that when talking about preventable harm, it brings in this whole host of other issues around healthcare delivery. Mm-hmm. And are those conversations that staff at Sitka Community Hospital are eager to have or willing to have?
I think so. We talk about patient safety issues on a number of levels now throughout the organization. They talk about patient safety among the leadership team, and those are people who report directly to Rob. So the director of nursing, the director of operations, the chief financial officer, all of those people are in on that discussion. Most of the managers now, most of the department managers, I think almost all of them have patient safety as a standing agenda item on their, you know, monthly meeting agenda. So, you know, we've tried to build into the structure as many opportunities as possible to talk about patient safety. And so that's pretty key in terms of making employees feel like it's a priority and feel like it's something that they can talk about.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining. Anything you'd like to add?
I just want to add one more thing to what Leslie was saying, is that with those walking rounds that Rob and Leslie have implemented, with the direct bedside staff bringing the safety concerns forward, then there is more stability there's more buy-in to the process because they're bringing them forward. So many of our safety things that we've implemented have been brought forward by, like, for my department, the nurses or the CNAs at the bedside. So they want to be involved and they want to carry it through. And so it makes much easier when you create a new process to help with safety because they thought it. I'm just doing the legwork of, like, ordering whatever needs to be happening. And then they've already bought into the process.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Kat Richards and Leslie Fulton from Sitka Community Hospital. This week is National Patient Safety Awareness Week.